We have one more, Ron Huber.
All right, well, hello, Chairman Parker and the rest of the board and people here. I'm Executive Director of Friends of Penobscot Bay. Since 1992, I've been studying Maine's biggest bay and its users and advocated for actions by government against actions by governments and by industry at the same time. Does it conserve or is it going to threaten the health of Penobscot Bay? Now, I'm here to speak on behalf of our members and supporters based on opposition to these proposed major substantive mining rules. And one of the things that really concerned folks was the removing the prohibition from mining under coastal wetlands. And the reasons that we heard, the rationalizations, I don't think they were very good for that because, as you know, Penobscot Bay is host to this long-defunct, still toxic, exuding Callahan mine site. And one of the things coming out, mercury, of course, which Penobscot Bay's lobster fishery is harmed enough by the things coming down the river from Orrington. This is another addition. Now, you know, it simply shows that mining and coastal waters don't mix well. Mining under coastal waters, no matter how well-intentioned, you're really risking our seafood industries. They're way more important, I think, for Maine people than what the mining would bring to a relatively smaller number. And also wanted to agree with the fact of the very short notice. It's terrifying to be able to have someone say, quick, read these and give us your thoughts. And so I really think that, indeed, when someone pointed out that the public notice was insufficient under FOIA and public meetings law, that they were correct. And certainly the basis statement flaws have been outlined in great, great detail, and I don't want to take up your time other than ask you really, really take heed of everything you've heard already from folks and take heed of those responses you got from people. It's very, very erudite, very concerned, a lot of information, and as people here are saying, they feel it's been largely ignored, or the review of the comments has been inadequate. So I think the proposal that I've been hearing more and more here to simply either reject the entire thing or notify the legislature that they've got to do better, that you can only make a rule as good as a law, and if the law isn't good, your rules aren't going to be much better. I think that's it, so thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? If not, that concludes those who signed up to testify. We're going to take a 5-minute break, and then we'll come back.